This week's honoree is a Philadelphia infertility warrior, a woman who took years of pain, prayer, and perseverance and turned it into healing for others.
So many of us, when we're going through, we're so focused on what we don't have that we don't realize the journey that he's taking you through and you miss it.
That's Deanna Murray, the heart behind Barren Fruit.
We'll help women that suffer with reproductive health challenges and infertility, help give them resources, help give them hope.
The Yaden native got the vision after facing her own long road, a journey that started when she was just 11 years old.
From my first cycle, it was excruciating.
For more than two decades, Deanna lived with crippling pain. She tried everything from birth control to homemade remedies her mother passed down.
Curl up, get in a fetal position, get a heating pad and drink some tea.
But it wasn't until she married and tried to conceive a child of her own that she finally fought for answers.
I had that thought in the back of my head since I was 18 that I might can't have children, something might be wrong with me. I had pain on my cycle, when I was ovulating, during sex, after sex.
At 33, she started digging into her medical records, researching, advocating. She found a doctor who could finally name what her body had been holding.
I wound up having fibroids, endometriosis. I had what's called a hydrocephalus, and that's when your fallopian tube blows up like a balloon with fluid. And I had cysts that ruptured.
Deanna got surgery. And it brought relief, but it also brought heartbreak. She was left with a 1% chance of ever conceiving naturally.
When you feel like your body can't do what it's been created to do, you feel like you cannot go on.
But in that dark moment, when many would have closed off, Deanna looked for purpose. She opened her Bible.
Over and over again in the Bible, there's seven women that dealt with being barren. All but one went on to conceive.
Barren Fruit was born from that place.
You can't just birth in your womb. So when I realized that, I began to get chills. I had a larger story to tell.
I met Deanna when we attended the same church in West Philly. And she just always had a very quiet, calm demeanor about her. But when I heard her speak about infertility challenges and the work that she was doing, it just moved me. So my name is Teresa Spencer, and I nominated Deanna Murray. She is the epitome of a good soul.
Teresa Spencer watched the seeds of Barren Fruit take root. Long before there was a nonprofit, there was just Deanna.
She said, I want to create something for women, a community, a place where women can actually feel safe telling their stories and actually having resources. She was literally paying for it herself or just finding people from her family to her friends to donate money so that this retreat can happen.
Teresa says those early retreats weren't just meetups. They were a lifeline.
Because a lot of times when we talk about infertility, it's not something we want to talk about. It's almost taboo.
And when Teresa faced her own medical crisis, it was Deanna who held her up.
I had to have a partial hysterectomy. I just remember that day just being so upset, crying. And the first person I thought of was Deanna. She provided me with so much, and I honestly couldn't have gotten through it without her.
As Deanna poured into others, something unexpected happened. A miracle. A pregnancy test came back positive. And on her birthday.
So I didn't want to tell anybody because I was afraid for people to be happy and get their hopes up.
But once she heard that little heartbeat, the joy was undeniable.
It was the greatest birthday gift ever.
Her daughter arrived on International Women's Day, a baby with a name full of promise.
Her name is Ari Elise, most holy pledge to God is what her name means. And so she's now 9.
A year later, Deanna became pregnant again, but that journey ended in miscarriage.
And every time she's asking for a sibling or if I see another child that would have been that age, it hurts a little bit.
But even through loss, the work continues. The vision for Barren Fruit lives on through Deanna's story, her advocacy, the resources she provides, the community she created, and the faith that refuses to falter.
I'm grateful that although it is a pain that I experience, I've re-experienced the power of what he's doing through me and through others.
And that, says Teresa, is what makes Sianna a good soul.
Even through her trauma, with what she went through, she worked through the pain and found a purpose.
If you know someone who you think serves as a role model for compassion, generosity, and service, tell us their story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg. Thanks for listening.